Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to build a wall.
We're going to build a wall.
And that wall's going to be a real wall.
Hey, President Trump had a rally last night in Texas. Huge crowds from what I'm seeing. And Michael Bowers, our WRVA reporter, is going to bring us up to date on everything. Are the pictures that are popping up in my Facebook feed accurate, Michael? Was it just a massive crowd for the president?
There were good-sized crowds. Probably not the same amount that the president was talking about in regards to his speech. He kind of, about a half an hour into his speech, indicated that there were somewhere in the range of 35,000 people, and then he compared that with what he called the 200 to 300 people that Beto O'Rourke had across the street, which he then said was not too good for Beto O'Rourke. But what we're seeing this morning, a little bit different than that. El Paso Fire Department saying that Trump's audience inside the Coliseum was at 6,500 at capacity. Could have been 10,000 if you count the people outside watching on the monitors. Meanwhile, the O'Rourke rally drew about 7,000 people, according to the Texas Tribune. Bloomberg says that, according to El Paso police, there was a crowd of somewhere in the range of 10 to 15,000. So, I mean, all in all, on both sides of this, there were great crowds there in El Paso, Texas, to see these guys speak literally on either side of the street from each other. Different messages in their entirety. President Trump talking about how El Paso was a perfect example of why a wall is necessary, and that, reassertion, if you will, that the crime rate went down after the border wall was built at El Paso. And then you had on the other side of the street, literally, Beto O'Rourke saying that, that they were safe in El Paso, not because of the walls, but in spite of the walls. So some complete dueling of the messaging going on either side of the street there last night.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though? I mean, I'm just scrolling through my feed. There's such a disparate set of numbers and photographs that, gosh, you just can't believe anything. That's tough.
And one of the important things, like the one thing that caught my eye was one of the photos I'd seen of Beto talking on stage in a camera of the behind stage looking out at the crowd. There was clearly more than 200 people there. So there were thousands of people there to watch him speak. It was dark out. He was outside. But that said, there were more than what some of the reports were. So again, these are just some estimations from the police department, the fire department letting us know that they were supposed to have a capped out Coliseum at 6,500. So I don't know if that's exactly what happened.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk about the supposed deal up in D.C. That includes money for a barrier, for a wall, for something that would stop people from coming across the southern border. It's nothing like the $5 billion the president had originally asked for. Where are the numbers set at the moment?
At this point, again, we're still waiting on the finalized totals, but what we're hearing is that bill will include $1.375 billion in funding for 55 miles of new fencing at the border, which is just a small portion of the 200 miles the president was looking to get. The barrier would also be built on the Rio Grande Valley in Texas using existing designs, such as the metal slats, instead of concrete or cinder block kind of wall that the president had initially requested. And there's a reduction for Democrats in the number of beds in detention centers. They had originally, I guess they're up around 49,000 worth of those beds, and they wanted to get that down. So they've reduced it by about 20% down to 40,000 in order to sort of limit or at least hamper the president and the administration's ability to hold over some of these immigrants in detention on some level. So that's at least the talking points right now. We got from Senator Richard Shelby last night. He said that we got an agreement on all of it, that all parties involved in this negotiation have signed off on this and agreed on this. And that was their whole purpose. And the setup from the very get-go there, John, was to make sure they could come up with a compromise. It seems like there's a little bit of something in here for everybody, but still unclear whether or not the president is going to sign off on it.
And the devil's in the details. We'll see what actually comes out of D.C., but it's good to start talking the numbers. Michael Bauer, a WRVA reporter, appreciate it. I think it's interesting, though, that they would want to decrease the number of beds at detention facilities. I mean, without being partisan about it, what message are you sending there that you... You don't care about these people, or you don't care about them going into the communities and then hope they come back? I mean, it's puzzling to me how you could actually claim that you care about people, but then you're trying to reduce the number of people that we can take care of. And it's not like it's a jail cell. And 40,000 seems like a lot to me. I mean, I don't understand why we're spending all that money to take care of 40,000 people in the first place. That seems to me to indicate that we got a bigger problem than anybody really wants to admit. So the whole thing just blows my mind.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.